towards the Palestinian territories, where Palestinians hold yet another funeral procession, this time for a 12-year-old boy who was killed during Friday's anti-occupation protests. Faiz al-Sirsawi was among three Palestinians killed by Israeli forces on Friday. They had taken part in weekly rallies dubbed the Great Return March. More than 120 were also injured as Israeli troops used tear gas and live ammunition during the demonstration. Palestinians have been holding protests since March the 30th. Nearly 200 Palestinians have been killed and some 20,000 others injured since then. The rallies are held to demand Palestinians' right of return to their homeland. Well, I'd like to welcome Mick Napier from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign to the program. Thanks so much for being with us. It really is quite unbelievable that every week that we're talking about more young people being killed and so many others injured, and yet it's really not making that much noise in much of the Western world. Your take on all of this?
I think it's having a tremendous effect on popular opinion, because the word is getting out. But in terms of public discussion on the media, it does seem to be being blind. But I think it's important for your viewers in these terrible, sad times, times of great suffering and killing in Gaza, to see that the tremendous resilience of the Palestinians. When looked at the general pictures, and these are people who are not broken, they're very angry. They're quite rightly calling for revenge, but they've suffered so terribly for forever that they're not going to be broken even by these terrible, terrible tragedies. I would ask your viewers to think this, that the Israelis from time to time have admitted that they have a policy of deliberately killing children. A future prime minister slaughtered a large number of children in 1948, Menachem Begin, the so-called father of the state of Israel. Ben-Gurion is in record as saying that we need cruel killings of families, no need to distinguish between the so-called guilty and the innocent. I made a film of one particular casualty, a young girl who was killed by Israeli soldiers deliberately in Gaza in 2004. And the only thing that was remarkable about that was that the Israeli soldiers' conversations were recorded and are public for anyone who wants to see them. And they deliberately killed this child. The officer executed her when she was lying on the ground. And when he was investigated, he said he would kill anything, even 3 years old. And he was exonerated by the Israeli army of any wrongdoing. The Israelis have boasted that not a single bullet goes into Gaza and hits anything that they don't want to hit. They boasted that every single bullet goes exactly to where it was intended. Mm. And the slaughter of a child, of journalists, of medical workers, of double amputees, of people who are obviously by no stretch of the imagination any threat to the soldiers. And one is reminded of simply one statistic, that during all this massive killing of Palestinian demonstrators, not a single sniper has been scratched by the demonstrators.
Well, let me jump in here, Mick. Let me jump in here, because some of what you're saying and quoting what the Israelis have said, basically, about the Palestinians. But unfortunately, if I look at many of Western countries, the average person does not get that type of information from mainstream media. Israel is still shown as the victim. And the minute that someone talks about a problem with the Israeli regime, immediately they are labeled as being anti-Semitic. What is the key here? How do we break through, I guess, this very complex riddle that is taking place now, especially in the West?
I would argue it's fairly simple. that public opinion generally tends, by every measure, every scientific measure, right across Europe, Britain, everywhere, tends to be very, very hostile to what Israel does and what Israel is. What's allowed into the public domain by the control of the media, both state and private, is very, very limited indeed. So there's not as much public discussion that as the popular mood merits. But I think that the martyrs are dying in vain, because this is producing, you know, there are some dramatic developments. For example, the British Labour Party was dominated for many years by the likes of Tony Blair and Friends of Israel and so on. And attempts in recent months and years to intimidate people in that party are now in ruins. A couple of weeks ago, there was an explosion of support for the Palestinian people by delegates, by members and so on. So I think it's very, very serious dichotomy in what's allowed in a very controlled media and actual people believe, and which can sometimes lead into action. And I think the Palestinians, through their heroism, their amazing endurance, courage, have already won the battle worldwide, public opinion. But that's a separate thing from what's allowed in the public domain. And if I could just share one thing, mm-hmm. I was doing some reading recently, another. And here's an Israeli soldier who's quoted in a daily newspaper in Israel, who says that they killed Palestinian families term. And in the morning, he said, we searched here, and by explicit order from the officer, he killed living, including head, and then included women and children.
Mick,
and
I'm so sorry. Mick, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we're having some audio difficulty. Really sorry about that. Hopefully, we can talk about this subject again. Appreciate you being with us, Mick Napier, Scottish Palestinian Solidarity Campaign out of Edinburgh.